Friends, we are continuing our series of Shi'urim in the Rambam Hilchos Malachim, Perek Gimel Halacha Tes, based on the Sefer Be'er Miriam. We are on page Kuf Mem Gimel of the Be'er Miriam. We've already had approximately six Shi'urim on this Rambam, and there is so much more to say. So, we earlier saw a Tosis in Yevamis, Avav, that the mitzvah of kibud av v'eim is only when you actually serve your father the food. Ma'achilo, mashkeyu, and shchotli, basheli, when you tell him, when the father tells the child to cook for him, to shecht for him the animal, that's only a hechsher mitzvah. So l'chorah it's mavur from this, that lasos tzivui aviv, kishe'en lo b'zeh hanah, ain't a mitzvah. Apparently, when you fulfill the commandment of your father, when there is no hanah for your father, it's not a mitzvah. Otherwise, shchotli would be a mitzvah mitzad atzivui, that your father told you to shecht. Your father told you to cook. But the etzem shechting and cooking, from that your father doesn't get hanah. The hanah is from the food that you serve him. The shechting and the cooking is just the means. And that's not considered a mitzvah, that's considered a hechsher mitzvah. So it must be that just following tzivui aviv, when there's no direct hanah for your father, that is not considered a mitzvah, and therefore the shchotli basheli is only a hechsher mitzvah. However, medivrei haramban veharashba, the gra was medayek, there in Yevamis, the gro is medayek in Simon Reish Mem Sifkat Lamed Vav, that gam b'chai gavna, there's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to listen to the tzivu of your father, even if there's no direct benefit for your father. Just in such an instance, it doesn't have the koach to be d'orcha losaseh. But there is a mitzvah. Beino muvan, it's hard to understand. If it's a mitzvah, then why isn't it d'orcha? Just like kibud av v'eim, we said in the Rambam, as we saw in the previous year, it's not doche a lo sasei and an asei, but if it's just a lo sasei, then it's doche. But the question is, if following the tzivui of your father is a mitzvah, then why isn't it doche a lo sasei? It's just a lo sasei, so it should be doche. Why only if it's direct benefit from to your father is a docha? So Yein Bezeh Birkas Shmuel and Yevamis Simen Gimel and the Divrei Mordechai of Agon Rav Mordechai Manzatzal, he asks on him Kedushin and Simen Yud Zayin. So we can say as follows, that we saw in an earlier shir the Medrash Rabbah, and the Medrash Rabbah equates the din of kibud av v'eim to the din of kavod hamelech. The Bir Hagra writes that from this is a makor ledivrei harambam shelo yishma lo afilu v'mitzvah kala. Here is the source for the Rambam, that you shouldn't listen to your father even if he tells you to be over in a mitzvah kala. As we saw the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim, or even in an Issur Derabbanan, you're not allowed to listen to your father. And that's from the Medrash that says that it equates your father to a king. And just like you're not allowed to listen to a king when he tells you over an Avera, you're not allowed to listen to your father. Yachal afil yomel chalav or al divrei hamakom tamid lomer al divrei shvuas elokim ani pi melech shmor, I listen to the king, but al divrei shvuas elokim I don't listen to him. That divrei shvuas elokim is elyon al tzivui hamelech, that mevatel ratzon hamelech for ratzon Hashem. And then it goes on, it talks about kibud av v'eim, you're not doche Shabbos for kibud av v'eim. So it's del su between kibud av v'eim and kavod hamelech. So it would appear according to this that the father has a koach to create an actual mitzvah, the davar atzma. In other words, when the father commands you to do something, is that now inherently a mitzvah, or is the mitzvah just merely listening to your father, but the etzem maisa that you're doing is not the mitzvah? So b'siyata d'shmaya, we were marich in previous shiurim, and we saw that when it comes to a melech, and when it comes to a navi, their tzivui creates, engenders an inherent mitzvah. So just like when a melech and navi tell you to do something, what they say becomes an actual mitzvah, not just that you're listening to them, but it becomes an etzem chepsa of a mitzvah, the etzem maisa becomes a mitzvah. So too when your father tells you to do something, that etzem maisa becomes a mitzvah. And his makor would appear to be that it's midin hukash kvodo lekavod hamakom, like we saw in the Gemara above Mitzia, that we equate the kavod that you give to your father to the kavod that you give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And for that reason, we had a havamina that kibud avim should be doich and essay and alosa say. Meaning, that it's ki'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu has commanded you. If hukash kvodo l'kavod hamakom, then it's as if God, when your father tells you to do something, it's like God is telling you to do something. Just like we saw in the Medrash Rabbah by a melech, that as we were marich in a previous shir, that it's a mitzvah bat smuso, to listen to the king, and it's not merely that you're listening to the king, but the maisa mitzvah atzmo is actually a maisa mitzvah, what the king says to do. So the same thing applies to when your father tells you to do something, because hukash kvodo l'kavod hamakom, just like when Hashem tells you to do something. The etzem maisa, it's not just that you're listening to God, but it's that the very act you're doing is inherently a mitzvah act. So too, when you're listening to your father, and that would appear to be the explanation in the Shita Mekubetzis and Bav Metzia B'Shem HaRosh B'Miyashiv the Kashav Riish Yerushalayim, who asked that even if Hukash Kvodim L'Kavod HaMakom, it's still not greater than Kavod HaMakom U'Mehechi Teisi Yitcha Mitzis HaMakom. Wait a second, you're right that there's an equation of your honor that you give to your father to the honor that you're giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's not greater than the honor you're giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Mehechi Teisi, why would you think that it's Doiche Mitzis HaMakom, that it's Doiche, if not for the Pasuk, it's doiche the mitzvah of Hashem? So the Rosh was mitarets that since they're equal, mutav yasek void aviv v'yehei mekayim shneim, the kavod aviv who kavod hamakom should siva al kach, avam yasek kavod hamakom bidel legamrei mitzvah legamrei kavod aviv. Zok the Rosh, that since they are equal, kavod hamakom and kavod Hashem, so you would think that it's better that you should do Kavod Aviv, and then you'll be Makayim both. You'll be Makayim both Kavod Aviv and Kavod HaMakom. Because when you listen to your father, you're also listening to God. But if you just do Kavod HaMakom, if you just do the mitzvah Hashem commanded you, then you're Mevata Legamrei Kavod Aviv. But l'chora, this is hard to understand. Did we not know in the Havamina that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzava on kibud avim, and still since it's machmas ha'av, since it's only because the father told you, then what Hashem says is greater? That we already knew. We already knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you to do Kibud Av V'Ein, But since you're only doing kibud av'eim, because your father told you to do it, so kavod hamakom is greater. And on this it's difficult, that even after the hekesh, kavod ha'av is still not greater. So b'seder, so you have a hekesh. Hukash kavod ha'av l'kavod hamakom. That's the Havamina. And therefore, you would listen to your father and be over on the essay in the Losa Seva Shavas Aveda. So, what did the Rush answer? It's Mitzad Kavod HaMakom. No, no, no. When you're listening to your father, you're listening to Hashem. Yeah, but it's only Machmas Ha'av. And therefore, we say, Atava Vicha Chayavim Bechvodo. The end of the day, when you're even after Hukash Kavodo L'Kavod HaMakom, still, when God tells you to do something, it's God's command. And when God tells you to listen to your father, it's merely only your father's command. So how can your father's command supersede the command of Hashem? Based on what we said, we understand that Al Yedei Tzivui Ha'av Chayil Al HaDover HaMetzuve Inyan Mitzad Atzma. When your father tells you to do something, then this has now inherent value. And the chiyuv to be mekayim this is mi chiyuv hamakom. This maisa now, so it's not just your father's will against Hashem's will, it's your father's will, which is now inherently a maisa of service of Hashem. This maisa now has the power of doing a maisa of that Hashem would have commanded you. Just like it's so when you're mekayim mitzvos derabbanan and mitdivrei hanavi, as we discussed in a previous shiur. So the Rush said that you have a mitzvah, it's kavod hamakom, like any other mitzvah of makom. Like any other mitzvah of makom, that the mitzvah is inherently, the etzem maisa mitzvah is a mitzvah. There's value to the very maisa, and in addition, you're listening to your father. That, we would think, would be greater than just listening to Hashem, just doing a maisa of Hashem. Because when you're listening to your father, you're doing a maisa of Hashem, and you're listening to your father, so it's both. So since it has both elements, you would think that it's greater than serving than doing the mitzvah of Hashem. So two is better than one. The two of Kavod Ha'av and Kavod HaMakom, you're listening to your father, and the Etzem Mais is a mitzvah of what Hashem wants you to do. That's greater than listening to just Hashem, without the added element of listening to your father. So kamashma on the pasuk that not, but that's the havamina. And now we can also understand the Rush and the Ketzos HaChoshen that we mentioned in a previous shir, that the Tosas Yishanim and Ksubis and the Afmem Amid Aleph asks, why do we need a pasuk to tell you that kibud av ve'eim is not doche losa say? Why don't we say that for another reason it's not doche losa say? Because we have a rule that if the person says that they don't want this mitzvah, then there is no dechia. Which is the case of when a man rapes a woman and he has to marry her, but she's usher to him. So do we say that the essay of marrying her is zochel l'osay? No, why? Because the emra lo bina l'esel essay klal. If she says she doesn't want, there is no essay. So an essay that the person can say that they just don't want is not doichel l'osay. It's a frek toises yishanim, so don't give me psukim for kibud ave'im. That it's not doichel l'osay, we have a pasuk that it's not doichel shabbos, what do you b'chal need a pasuk for? If the father says that he doesn't want, Lasa lasa klav, there's no essay at all. So of course it's not doicha lasa say, so what's b'chlav ha'havim mina? So what's the Rush's teretz? The Rush's teretz is, as we saw in the previous shir, we saw a number of teretzim. The Rush brought the shita mugabetza says that kiba aveim, even if he says I don't want it, this asay is still shayich. The mikomakom mitzvah b'chol davar afilu amar of lo bein. It's still a mitzvah, even if the father says lo bein. So we were tamei. What does that mean? Still, if the father says he doesn't want it, it's not a mitzvah anymore. So the teretz is pshat in the Rush is like this. That when the father says to do something for him, so this becomes a mitzvah. This becomes a mitzvah. Just listening to your father becomes inherently a mitzvah. So you can't say about something that you were commanded in the Torah. Right? If the Torah hadn't commanded it, it wouldn't be a mitzvah, so it's not doche. And if you have an assay in the Torah, you can say, yeah, yemar lo bin. If Hashem would say that he doesn't want it, there wouldn't be an assay. So therefore it's not doche l'assay. You don't say that. Why? Because there is l'maisa, there is a mitzvah. There is an inherent mitzvah here. So since there's an inherent mitzvah, so it's doche. You don't say, had the Torah not said it. This now has the status of the Torah saying it. So it's doche. After the tzivui of the father, it's a mitzias of Dvar Torah. So you can't say if the father says he doesn't want. It has a mitzias of Torah. And since it has a mitzias of Torah, so it's doche. I mean, that's why I need the pasuk to tell you it's not doche. But otherwise it would be doche. Mitzvah b'chol davar. It's a mitzvah. So you're right, the father could say lo ba'ina, that he doesn't want, but until he says he doesn't want, then it is a mitzvah and it is doche. Just like any other mitzvah in the Torah. And now we also understand the Ktzos. The Ktzos answered based on the Gemara in Bava Metzia and Daf Lamed Beis that has a havamina that the assay of Kibbut Aveim will be docha the assay and lost assay of Aveda. Even though normally assay is not docha an assay and a lost assay, because shiny Kibbut Aveim, shukash kvodim l'kobad amokom, ayin sham. Because Kibbut Aveim is different in that the honor of your parents is equated to the honor of Hashem. And if so, for the very same reason, you would think that it's doche losaseis. You would think that it's doich and essay and a losa say, because hukash kvodim l'kavod hamakom. And therefore, for the very same reason of hukash kvod l'kavod hamakom, you would say that it's doche a losa say, even though you can say here iamar lo bin alase lase klal, even though the father could say I don't want it. Normally, we have a rule that if the person can say lo ba'ina, that I'm not interested, like this woman, in marrying the guy, so there is no essay, and therefore such an essay doesn't have the koach to be doicha lo sasei. But just like the power of kibud aveim is so strong that it's doicha an essay and a lo sasei, so this same power of hukash kvodim l'kavod hamakom also enables this essay of kibud aveim to be doicha even in an instance where Yamar lo bin alase alase klal. So that was the teretz of the Ktzos, and we saw the Divrei Yecheskel, Simon Chav Chesiv Kotten Beis, who's tamei on him from Tosis and Yevamis, Avov, the Ramaskal Taimel, that Hukash Kvodim is only effective to be derech an essay, But to be derech halosei sheish bo kares, that hukash kvodim lekabra makom isn't strong enough to do. Strong enough to be derech an essay, but not to be derech halosei sheish bo kares. So it's mukhruk from Sugis HaGemara. So if so, if in a case where he could say lo ba'ina, there's no dechi of the law to say hukish kvodim lekabra makom, is it going to help you? How does it help you? That's what the Divrei Yechezkel asked, because the hukish kvodim lekabra makom only has koch to be derech an essay. So based on what we said, we can say as follows: that after hukish kvodim, we don't care anymore that the father can say lo ba'ina, because sof, as we said, now it's a dvar mitzvah and it should be doicha, and it has nothing to do with what Tosfos says, that al deishu hukish kvodim lekabra makom, it's not doicha l'sei sheish bo kares, if normally this essay is not doicha l'sei sheish bo kares, because there sof, it's only an essay, and an essay is not doicha l'sei sheish bo kares. So this hukash kvodim lekabra makom makes it an essay, and an essay is not derech halos to say sheish bokaris. So it doesn't help that it's hukash kvodim lekabra makom. And parenthetically, it's not similar to what we explained in a previous shir, like abe navi amelech, that through the tzibur of the navi amelech, guf hadover nefach lemitzvah is no longer an aveira. We don't say that, but what your father tells you, they can, the navi and the melech can make it into divrei Torah atzma. What the father says, it becomes a mitzvah. But a davar nosif shel mitzvah doesn't neutralize the avera. It's still going to be an avera. You need to come on to dechia. But if it's only an asay and it's going against the losei sheish bo kares, so then it's not doicha. But it's still a dvar mitzvah. It's just not neutralizing the avera like a navi and a melech, like their command. So that's when it comes to being doicha and asay and a losei say. That's when it comes to this essay of kibbut avem being doicha losei sheish bo kares. So it only has the power of an asay. And no more than that. So the Dvar Yechezkel wanted to say, okay, in the same way, then it shouldn't be, if it's you, this essay shouldn't, the Hukish Kvodim Lekabra Makom should also not help us in a case where Yamar Lo Be'ina Lesei Lesei Klal. But no, you can't say that. Because Linyan Lo Be'ina, as long as Hukish Kvodim Lekabra Makom, so now it has the status of a Dvar Mitzvah. Now there's no longer a Chisaron of Yimar Lo Be'ina. When the Asay is trying to be Docha Lo Se Sheish Bo Kares, so it's only as strong as an Asay. And it's not going to be Docha Lo Se Sheish Bo Kares. Because sof, it only has the power of an Asay. And therefore, an Asay is not Docha Lo Se Sheish Bo Kares. It doesn't matter the Hukash Kvodim Kol HaMakom. But what does the Hukash Kvodim Kol HaMakom do in our case of Yimar Lo Be'ina Lesei Klal? It makes it neutralizes the Lo Ba'ina. It makes the Lo Ba'ina irrelevant, because now we view the father's command as if it's an inherent mitzvah in the Torah, and there is no longer Yamar Lo Ba'ina. We don't say, just like normally we don't say, had the Torah not commanded you to do this, there would be no mitzvah. No, but the Torah did command you. And that's exactly what we say about what the father, when the father tells you to do something. Yes, the father did command you. So there is no longer an Yamar Lo Ba'ina Lesei Lesei Klal. So that's the answer of the Ktzilus to the Kasha of the Heiliger Tos Yishanim. The Tos Yishanim asked, "What do you need a pasuk that kibud avim isn't doicha los to say tepuklei that yomer lo bina lesa lesa klal?" And the answer of the Ktzilus is, we don't say yomer lo bina lesa lesa klal here, because this now becomes a mitzvah of Hashem. This now becomes a mitzvah of the Torah. There is lo bein when the father says something, it's hukash kvodim lekabra makom, it's like Hashem is saying it. And that's just like why the Gemara thought that, says the Ktzos HaChoshen, that the essay of Kibud Aveim should be doich the essay in the Losei of an Aveda, even though normally it's not doich an essay in the Losei. Shaina Kibud Aveim Shukash Kvodim L'Kavod HaMakom, and in the same way it should be Docho all those essays, even though Iyu Amar Lo Bina Lesa Lesa Klal. Why? Because what is this, what is the power of Hukash Kvodim L'Kavod HaMakom? It's like a mitzvah in the Torah. So Al Tukash Kvodim L'Kavod HaMakom, we have the Havimini and Bav Mitzvah that it's Doch an Essay Melo Essay, and Al Tukash Kvodim L'Kavod HaMakom, it's also going to be it's an inherent mitzvah, and memela it's going to be doiche also in a case of yamar lo bina lesa lesa klal, because we don't say lo bina, we say that it's now an inherent mitzvah in the Torah. It just won't help us, as is muchach misugis hakamaris, as Dvar Yecheskel says, it won't help us in being doiche lav sheish bo karis. That no, because it all, at the end of the day, it only has the power, a strong power of being an assay, that Hashem told you to do it, so it's an assay. It's an assay. When your father told you to do it, it's like Hashem told you to do it. And if assay is not doich alosei sheish bo karis, so then it's not going to help you, this very strong assay. But it will help you when it comes to being doich yamar lo bina lesa lesa klal. We don't say yamar lo bina, because this becomes the mitzvah of the Torah. You don't say, oh, had the Torah not commanded you, then it wouldn't. Then there wouldn't be a mitzvah. You know, you don't say that. The Torah did command you. It's only when it's up to people. It's only when it's a person mitzvah, like marrying this girl. There we say that it's up to her. What your father tells you, it's not up to him. It's now it becomes it adopts the status of being a mitzvah in the Torah. Okay, we're still not finished. We still haven't answered the kasha we started with. But Beitzos Hashem Darkenu, we will get to that Amir Tashem B'Siyata D'Shmaya in the next shir, and the kasha that we had at the end of the previous shir. So hopefully we will continue on this amazing road, and we will see Neflos Mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.